Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Are your kids at that in-between age where you're pouring out their medication for them, handing it to them, and saying, here, take this? Or are they to the point now where they say, Mom, I can do that myself? And if they're going to do that themselves, then really, you know, do you watch them very closely to monitor and make sure of what they're doing? My guest is Dr. Tanya Altman. She's a pediatrician and author. Welcome to the show, Dr. Altman. Speak about over-the-counter medications and kind of turning over the reins to our tweens and letting them kind of handle it themselves.
Sure. So the majority of adolescents, we know they begin self-administer over-the-counter medications between 11 and 12. You know, at this age, tweens want to start taking care of their own health and be part of the process. And I see this every day in my office. They'll say, oh, I had a headache. I grabbed the ibuprofen, Mom, or my nose was itchy. I took an antihistamine. And what I try to help parents understand is even though the tweens look older, they still need our guidance, especially when it comes to taking medications. There are too many accidental overdoses in this age group, and over 58,000 ER visits last year were caused by adolescents self-administering medications. So a big part of the solution is education. And Scholastic, along with the American Association of Poison Control Centers, has put together a program that's being implemented in the public schools to help educate tweens on the safe use of over-the-counter medication. And what we're also doing is asking parents to play a key role here in their tweens' education, because we know that what they learn at school is great, but if it's reinforced at home, that's even better. And what they learn at this age, they will carry with them for the rest of their life.
So what does the program entail? I mean, when you say, a kid says, oh, I took Motrin, I had a headache. Do we teach them to come to us first or kind of teach them the rights and wrongs of taking it so they don't have an overdose?
Well, you really want to teach them to ask an adult first. And at this age, they still need an adult to say it's okay to take that medication for the symptoms and this is how much you take. But you also want to begin teaching them, because in a few years, they will be taking it on their own. So the things that, you know, I help parents understand, and, you know, this is sort of common with the younger kids. Parents are always hearing this for the younger kids, you know, keep medications out of reach. But even with the tweens, it's still important to keep it up out of reach. You want to teach them when you're helping give them medication to always read and follow the drug facts label every time. And at this age, they're old enough to understand. So you can teach them what an active ingredient is and to follow the directions and only take what is recommended for their age group. Always use the dosing device that comes with the medicine. So kitchen teaspoons and tablespoons aren't as accurate, so you want to use the little liquid cup or measuring device that comes with the medication. And ensure that the child's safety caps are still on, because there might still be younger children at home, and this also, you know, might help discourage tweens from, you know, accidentally just grabbing and taking it without stopping and thinking, hey, Mom said I need to read the directions and ask her how much to take.
So the first thing is, yes, we need to make sure you let us know. If you have a real bad headache and you want to go and take some ibuprofen, I need to know that you're doing that. Second, do you advise that the child write down maybe that they took 2 teaspoons of ibuprofen at 6 o'clock so that they have that, you know, it's pretty easy to say, oh, well, here, take this or whatever, and the kid doesn't think anything of it.
I think it's always great to keep a medication log, especially when your tween is sick at home. They may be on more than one medication. They might have a prescription medication from the pediatrician. They might be taking over-the-counter medications for the symptoms. And often it's confusing, and you think you'll remember, you know, whether it's the parents or the tween, but you don't always. So it's a good idea to keep a list. And you also have to be careful, because some medications may have the same ingredients. So, for instance, if you're taking acetaminophen for a headache or a sore throat, and then it's nighttime and you want to take a cough medication, you want to make sure there's not more acetaminophen in it. So that's another thing you want to teach your tweens, is to never use more than one medication with the same active ingredient.
And what are they getting through the schools, Dr. Altman? Are they just what we're discussing here? Are the teachers, is somebody special coming in and saying, okay, this is how you take this, this is what these active ingredients do, this is things that might not go together, that sort of thing?
So the materials that are provided for the school are actually a lot of fun. You can go to scholastic.com/OTC literacy to look at it for yourself. And we're actually encouraging that parents do this so that way they can reinforce with their tweens at home what's being taught at school. So it's very interactive. There's a digital storyboard. There's a before and after quiz. There's a home hazards hunt, which is very fun for children and tweens and even at other teens and adolescents that are a bit older. You click on each room and you can help identify, you know, which home hazards might be dangerous and which are safe. And this is a great interactive way to really teach the tweens as they go through it themselves.
Are there some medications you would just advise parents right now? No, don't let them take that themselves just yet.
I mean, really, all medications should not be available for tweens to take on their own. They should be up high, out of reach, and parents should be administering them. But we know that as they get older, and parents aren't always supervising this age group because the kids are old enough, you know, they are doing things on their own. So the more education you provide, the better decisions they will make when they do try to do it themselves, and as they get older and begin self-medicating when they're in high school, when they go to college. These are all important learning lessons that they can take with them for the rest of their life to ensure that they always take medication safely.
Now, I know we're talking about over-the-counter medications, Dr. Altman, but what about prescription medications? Where do they fit into this picture? If your child has to take amoxicillin for 10 days, are you letting them dose that themselves, or is the parent really still in charge of all of that?
So again, you know, parents should be in charge of the medications. And when I write a prescription in my office, let's say for strep throat, I will tell the parents, you know, it's important that your tween takes this twice a day. And I recommend that you still keep on them. You administer it to them. You keep it up out of their reach safely because you want to ensure, one, that they're still taking the appropriate dose, that they're getting it and that they're not forgetting. Because if you want to get rid of the infection, you really need to take it for the full course. Otherwise, it might come back. And often there are younger children around the house, so you never want to leave medications on the counter or in your purse. We know that more accidental overdoses occur when someone in the family is sick, because that's often when medications are left out on the counter for convenience sake, and that's when somebody accidentally gets into it. So you always want to have a place in your house up high, out of reach, where medications are stored. And again, your idea of keeping a log is brilliant. I love to recommend that families do that. So you can have a little pad of paper and a pencil where you write down everything that everyone in your family is taking, just to ensure that they're taking it on time in the proper dose. And one last thing is, I like to encourage parents to have the poison control number, 1-800-222-1222, post it on the refrigerator, in the kitchen, and have everyone program it into their cell phone, even your tweens and teens. That way, in case anyone accidentally takes too much, or you have a question about taking two medications together, whether or not they can be taken together, you can always call the poison help number, and there's someone there that can help you 24/7.
And that number is 1-800-222-1222, and that's the National Poison Helpline, and they will direct you to a poison control center directly in your area. So it's a national line, but it does directly put you to someone right near you, and you can ask questions and all of that. Now, in the last minute here, Dr. Altman, give us your best advice for over-the-counter medications and including prescription and maybe even chronic medications that our children might have to take, like for allergies or something along those lines, as they become tweens and a little bit older and they want to start taking charge of their own medication use.
So medications are important. They can be valuable when people are sick and need them. But even over-the-counter medications can be potentially dangerous if they're not taken appropriately or if too much is taken. So it's important with all medications in your house that parents store them out of reach, that they teach their tweens that although they're medications, you still need to come to mom or dad and ask, that you learn to follow the directions on the label, always use the dosing device that comes with the medication, and never use more than one medication with the same active ingredient.
Well, that is great advice, and our teens and tweens are going to want to start doing these things for themselves, so, you know, you can help them along, keep a good log, and they're going to learn about it at school as well. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Healthy Children. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.